Hello there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 47. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. I'm glad you've joined me today. A hearty welcome to you. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Job chapters 13 and 14 is on the docket today since it's Thursday. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, that info is at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for the episode 47. This is a listener-supported show. I need your help. I invite you to visit lifespringmedia.com/support for more information. Let's get started. Job chapter 13. Job continues. My eye has certainly seen all of this. My ear has heard and understood it. After all, I know it as well as you do. I am not inferior to you. However, I want to speak to the Almighty, and I wish to argue my case in front of God. But you are smearing me with lies. All of you are worthless physicians. I wish you would keep silent. For you, that would be wisdom. Please listen to my argument and pay attention to my plea. Will you talk wickedly for God and talk deceitfully on His behalf? Will you favor Him as if you were arguing in court on God's behalf? Will it go well when He cross-examines you? Will you try to trick Him as one mortal tricks another? Will He really defend you if you secretly favor Him? Doesn't His Majesty terrify you? Doesn't the fear of Him fall upon you? Your recollections are worthless proverbs. Your answers are absolutely useless. Be quiet, because I want to speak. Let whatever may happen to me happen. I am biting off more than I can chew and taking my life in my own hands. If God would kill me, I would have no hope left. Nevertheless, I will defend my behavior to His face. This also will be my salvation, because no godless person could face Him. Job speaks to God. Listen carefully to my words. Hear my declaration. I have prepared my case. I know that I will be declared righteous. Who can make a case against me? If someone could, I'd be silent and die. Please don't do two things to me so that I won't have to hide from you. Stop oppressing me. Don't let your terror frighten me. Then call, and I'll answer. Otherwise, I'll speak, and you'll answer me. How many crimes and sins have I committed? Make me aware of my disobedience and my sin. Why do you hide your face from me and consider me your enemy? Are you trying to make a fluttering leaf tremble or trying to chase dry husks? You write down bitter accusations against me. You make me suffer for the sins of my youth. You put my feet in shackles. You follow my trail by engraving marks on the soles of my feet. I am like worn-out wineskins, like moth-eaten clothes. Job chapter 14. Man born of woman is short of days and full of trouble. He blossoms like a flower, then withers. He flees like a shadow and does not last. Do you really take notice of one like this? Will you bring me into judgment against you? Who can produce something pure from what is impure? No one. Since man's days are determined and the number of his months depends on you, and since you have set limits he cannot pass, look away from him and let him rest, so that he can enjoy his day like a hired hand. There is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its shoots will not die. If its roots grow old in the ground and its stump starts to die in the soil, the smell of water makes it thrive and produce twigs like a sapling. But a man dies and fades away. He breathes his last. Where is he? As water disappears from the sea, and a river becomes parched and dry, so man lies down, never to rise again. They will not wake up until the heavens are no more. They will not stir from their sleep. If only you would hide me in Sheol and conceal me until your anger passes. If only you would appoint a time for me and then remember me. When a man dies, will he come back to life? If so, I would wait all the days of my struggle until my relief comes. You would call and I would answer you. You would long for the work of your hands. For then you would count my steps, but would not take note of my sin. My rebellion would be sealed up in a bag, and you would cover over my iniquity. But as a mountain collapses and crumbles, and a rock is dislodged from its place, as water wears away stones and torrents wash away the soil from the land, so you destroy a man's hope. You completely overpower him, and he passes on. You change his appearance and send him away. If his sons receive honor, he does not know it. If they become insignificant, he is unaware of it. He feels only the pain of his own body and mourns only for himself. In chapter 13, Job speaks to God. His prayer begins humbly. He says, "Listen carefully. Hear what I have to say. I've thought about my case, and I think I'll be found righteous." Then he asks God to stop oppressing him, and he asks him not to frighten him. The next thing he says is kind of bold. He says, "Call and I'll answer. But if you don't, I'll speak and you'll answer me." I'm not sure I'd make that challenge to the one who holds the universe in his hand, but he proceeds to make his case to God, whom he is convinced has unjustly brought all these mishaps upon him. He thinks God is being unfair, and he wants an answer. When we're in the midst of suffering, our thinking can really get confused, can't it? It's hard to think clearly when we're in pain, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual. That's one of the reasons God gave us His Word. It's meant to be the compass that guides us in the storms of life, when we are unable to get our bearings from what we can see or think. When all seems hopeless, when it feels as if God is far away, His Word tells us that He does not change, that all things work together for those who are called, and that He is love. Those promises, beloved, never change, despite any turmoil that we're in. Never judge any situation by what you feel. Feelings lie. The heart is a deceiver. God's Word is true. He is the rock of our salvation. And then in chapter 14, Job talks about the frailty of man, the short time that he is here on earth, and the fact that once he's gone, he'll not return. Job ends with the idea that once we're gone, we'll not even know what becomes of our children. That makes me think that as a parent, I pray for and I'm concerned for my kids and their kids. But the fact is, their destiny is beyond my control. Just as I had to decide whether or not I would follow Christ, they must make their own decisions. I do my best to be a good example for them, and I do my best to lay a godly foundation for them to build on. But their relationship with God, or lack of it, is between them and God. I have to put them in God's hands and trust them to His love. Job was right. We live in a fallen, dying world where the cares and struggles of life never end. We seem to go from one difficulty to another. Life is not easy. And I, for one, am content with the few days we have here on earth and look forward, like Job did, to answering God when He calls me home. Not that I'm in a hurry, but I won't go kicking and screaming. I look forward to being in His loving embrace. What do you think? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll read Isaiah 34 through 39. If you enjoy this podcast, I invite you to check out lifespringmedia.com/support. And please tell your friends about the show. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.